Otherwise, haven't been up to too much. I'm watching Big Brother with my good buddy. I like to call him Fart Pants. He knows who he is, right? Y'all know. And so I was laughing because Rachel was leading either aerobics or Pilates or yoga or something. And it was funny because so was he at the senior center. Oh my gosh, she just crawled between my paper blinds. One of these days, they're just going to get tore down. Anyway, so I thought that was funny. It was like, oh, what a coincidence. Rachel needs to go.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I'm watching Big Brother with my good buddy, Art Pants.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4802, I say chew! LBFO for Monday the 6th of July 2026, y'all! Coming up on today, say it with me. I'm going to tell you all about my weekend. Plus, it's Big Brother Week, Big Fatty. House guest Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your house guest today, because y'all, on Thursday of this week, y'all, it is the premiere. It is the premiere of the Big Brother. And y'all, let's do this. This is the theme music from season one of Big Brother! And y'all, there were only 10 house guests then. And they had it a lot rougher back then. So they had to grow their own vegetables and raise chickens and everything. I think I've mentioned all that. But y'all, Thursday evening is the 90-minute premiere of the new season of Big Brother. Y'all... Oh, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. They've released some pictures of the inside of the house. They haven't shown the HOH room. They haven't shown the outside. They haven't shown the gymnatorium and a couple of other places. But y'all, it's a time machine. It's a time travel theme this year. So I think they're flashing back to early years of Big Brother. And y'all, the biggest, as I'm recording this, they've not announced the cast, but y'all, the biggest rumors of the cast are that there are going to be folks, former contestants, and former contestants from The Survivor. The Survivor are going to play Big Brother. And so, y'all, we'll know by, well, Big Fatty, you. And y'all, the other thing is they haven't said it's a live move-in, so that means that they're they're already in the house now, or I saw another rumor saying that they would probably be going in on Tuesday. So, y'all, get ready for another season of Big Brother!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 6th of July, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have known this person for several years now. Y'all, he's been here to the villa to the and y'all, I'll see him and his other half at the for a hot dog down the hallway weekend in just a little over a month. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the Horse Whisperer. Big Fatty, did you say Horse Whisperer? No. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Bestie Bill. Big Fatty, we love Bestie Bill. We do indeed. So, y'all, I don't know if Bestie Bill is on the social medias, but I know that the Hot Cub is. So, y'all, if you see Bestie Bill or the Hot Cub, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Birthday happy, happy birthday to you!
The SSQD Studios. It's time for Follow-Up Question Month. It's a month of answering follow-up questions from the So-So Question Contest from back in February. And now, here's Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty!
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our next so-so question is so-so question number 4 from BFO 4701. Y'all, it's from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon asks, when's the deadline? Gotta do VD cards. This question arrives via the Blue Butterfly. Possibly the Blue Butterfly was still a caterpillar when this SSQ was axed. SSQ deadline is the end of February. This date, however, is not the deadline for the desk. This year, the SSQD was delayed by an unanticipated trip to Nidrabah to search for Miss Patty Bacon. The desk notes that there are no restrooms in North Dakota/South Dakota border, clean or otherwise. In this way, it's very much like San Francisco. Now, the desk follow-up question is, if the SSQD had been born a month earlier and everything else stayed as it is, would it be easier for the desk to be on time? Well, SSQD, thank you so much for that follow-up. I think one of the things that people love about the SSQD is that it is anything but timely, and it's just lovely that so-so questions just keep piling up. And y'all, I believe Miss Bacon had a follow-up question on this as well. She says, "Oh, this is on a postcard. I love to be the last entry date possible because we all know Fart Pants loves to drag contents on and on, sort of like my calls and answers. So no." Okay, well, there you have it. And Miss Bacon, I believe you did get the final final so-so question. Let me just look here on the ledger. Yes, you did. You had question number 65. There it is right there. So, how about that? So, y'all will be continuing the so-so questions all month long here on, the FU Key from the SSQD. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all got together with some of my family here in town. two of my first cousins and a second cousin and his family and it was two second cousins first cousin once removed. Big Fatty, it doesn't matter. And their appropriate spouses. And y'all, we went to a Mexican restaurant. Y'all had the chips and the complimentary chips and salsa. Y'all, them Big Fatty, y'all, I'd eaten so many of those damn chips and salsa that I got was a steak quesadilla. And y'all, it was delicious. It really was just delicious. I didn't get the meal because it came with rice and french fries. I had already eaten all those chips. Yes, Big Fatty, Cabapalooza. Anyway, y'all, we had a lovely evening. My cousin that is just a year older than me, he and his wife, they were pretty sure they were going to buy a home at the Del Webb, community. It's brand new community. I didn't even know it existed. Here in Charleston, And they were going to go and take a tour on for right and all. But anyway, y'all, it was a lovely evening. Y'all came home and I said, okay, you better have some pickle juice. So, y'all, I had a couple of shots of pickle juice and did a little reading. Y'all, I haven't mentioned this much, but y'all, the book, the apples, the first 50 years of apple snacking, y'all, it is so good. I know that Archer would love to read it. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, if you see that in your public biblioteca, you check it out and read it. Y'all, it's big and thick. It's probably two and a half inches thick. Yes, Big Fatty. But it's an easy read. So anyway, y'all, I headed to bed after taking my go-to-bed pills once I got home. I did have the TV machine on for a little bit, but not much, because I did read a little bit. And y'all, I don't know, it was a little after midnight. A little after midnight, it was kind of like, Big Fatty. Y'all, there was no vomit, but there was definitely some GERD happening then. So, y'all, I got up and took me an Alka-Seltzer, and I brushed my teethies and everything. And I thought, I have to sit up for a little while after I take my Alka-Seltzer. So, I got on the Grin Doctor, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Hell yes! Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, they say nothing good happens after midnight. Not true, because y'all, this gentleman caller sent me a message. Hey, Big Fatty, what are you doing? I said, trying not to vomit. No, I didn't say that, but he says, can I come over? And y'all, this is a brand new gentleman caller. Y'all, 27. And muscly in the chesticles and everything, and gifted. And he said, I'd like to come over. I said, come on. And so, y'all, he came over. Y'all, when I say that it was just lovely. I cannot begin to tell you how lovely it was. It was just lovely. Y'all, I don't know. I guess he has a grandpa fetish. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Well, you certainly fit that. I did. So anyway, y'all, needless to say, after he left, I had been up long enough to have the Alka-Seltzer take effect. But anyway, y'all, for right there, y'all, I got up and, I had the papaya for right there at Fatty's. And y'all, I had had my patriotic tablecloth on the table, and y'all, I had ordered some patriotic placemats, also woven fabric placemats. Two of them were red and white horizontal stripes, and one of them was blue with stars on it. And y'all, they came in on afternoon, so y'all, I put them right on the table. Y'all, I even pulled down my holiday china, because y'all, it is white plates with gold stars on it. So we ate on that. Y'all, it was a very patriotic table. y'all had a charcuterie board, and I had the deconstructed wedge solid. Y'all, it was the blue cheese that I bought. It was delicious. I mean, it was delicious. And I had fried up a pound and a half of Bafran that had gotten on sale, and put some of that on there, and some sliced radish cayennes, and some of the French fried onions on top. We had that with the blue cheese dressing you put on yourself. Y'all, I had ribeye steaks, and y'all, they were probably an inch to an inch and a half thick. Y'all, even Derwood says, God, this looks like an individual pot roast. Y'all, they were 18-ounce steaks. And I had baked potatoes in the oven. And y'all, they were baked perfectly. And I had baked a loaf of sourdough bread. And marinated the red, yellow, and orange peppers with onions. And so y'all, I grilled them, and Durwood helped me with the grilling of the steaks. And then for dessert, we had New York style cheesecake with mashed up sliced strawberries on one side and blueberries on the other. Y'all, it's very patriotic. Y'all, it was so much food. Everybody took half of their steak home with them and half their baked potato. And y'all, I'm just going to have to leave it right there, because that's the start of my weekend. Oh, dear. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, Dr. Stone posted on the blue butterfly that at the stroke of midnight to start the 5th of July, it was the official start of pumpkin spice everything season. So I posted a picture on the blue butterfly of the giant skeleton. Moose P said he already had one of those. Big Fanny, no surprise there. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, just out of curiosity, what are you be doing Thursday night?
I'm watching Big Brother with my good buddy, Art Pants.
What are you be doing? What the hell's wrong with you, Big Fatty? You be crazy. Yes, I am.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.